Und jetzt haben wir das nächste Telefoninterview im Rahmen von dem Malwettbewerb von May Peace Prevail on Earth. Ich habe es vorher schon angekündigt. Wir telefonieren jetzt mit der Sophia in Mexiko. Sie hat den Malwettbewerb ihrer Altersgruppe 14 bis 16 gewonnen. Und jetzt wollen wir gerne ein bisschen mehr von ihr erfahren. Hello Sophia, can you hear me?
Yes.
Welcome to Radio Chico. Nice to have you on.
Thank you for inviting me.
I already said you are from Mexico. You are 16 years old, and can you maybe tell our listeners introduce yourself a bit more to start?
Yeah, of course. My name is Sophia, and I am actually 17 years old right now, and I live in Mexico.
You won the drawing contest that you entered. You finished first place. Congratulations first.
Thank you so much.
How did you learn about the contest and why did you decide to take part?
Actually, in my school, one teacher of mine told me about this contest because I have art classes. So I was really interested on what could I create to represent and transmit all this piece about it, that it was the main topic. So I decided to go for it, and let's see what happened.
So there are a lot of flags on your picture. What was the idea behind those different country flags? Could you tell us again, because the signal was a bit weak?
I inspired myself in how there are many people around the world that in their countries they don't have all these kind of things that they want if they are in war. So I kind of create this girl that with her eyes represent all that she wants to be changed around the world.
What is it that you would like to change most in regards to peace?
Sorry, what was the question?
Is there something that you think, something that you would like to change the most? If you could pick one thing that you could change to achieve more peace around the world, could you name something?
I would like to change the mentality about the people, because if you can change your mind, you can change everything else.
And as the winner of the contest, you get to travel to Tokyo. Is that right?
Oh, I didn't know about it.
Okay. Yeah, maybe that will come in the future. Because I talked to the man who is in charge of the contest, and I think the winner gets to travel. But I'm not sure now that you say you don't know about it. Maybe what would you have another idea how to promote peace in your area? Do you have other ideas besides the drawing, something that you would do?
I think that if the government or maybe by myself, I can tell the people to know more about all these kind of situations that are happening around the world. Maybe they could be conscious about what we can do about it.
All right. Sophia, it was a pleasure talking to you, and congratulations again for the win in the contest.
Thank you so much. I was so honored that you asked me.
Thank you, and I wish you all the best in your future, and have a nice day.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye, Sophia.